It's time for your North Iowa news on 95.1 The Bull for Wednesday, May 13th. I'm Mark Pitts reporting. The State Transportation Commission has approved RISE funding for four road projects that will help new and expanding businesses, including one project in Northeast Iowa. The DOT's Deb Arp says RISE, Revitalize Iowa's Sound Economy, funding of $860,000 has been awarded to the city of New Hampton for a roadway on the south side of town.
The proposed improvement supports the further development of South Industrial Park in cooperation with the New Hampton Industrial Development Corporation. The roadway will provide access to 12 lots totaling more than 31 acres for industrial purposes.
Other RISE awards include almost $700,000 to the city of Perry, $1 million to West Burlington, and $7.7 million to Bondurant and Polk County. A North Iowa man appears ready to plead guilty in a fatal crash last year in which a juvenile passenger died. 21-year-old Blair Hansen of St. Ansgar is charged with one count of homicide by vehicle, OWI, a Class B felony, and one count of homicide by vehicle, reckless driving, a Class C felony. Criminal complaints filed by the Iowa State Patrol allege Hansen was driving under the influence and at 25 miles per hour over the speed limit prior to the crash in Worth County on March 1, 2025. Hansen lost control of the vehicle, which then collided with the power pole, killing 16-year-old Aiden Steele of St. Ansgar, a passenger. Hansen was also severely injured in the crash, and investigators found several beer cans throughout the vehicle. Hansen originally pleaded not guilty and was facing trial in Worth County District Court. However, court records show that Hansen has filed to change his plea, with a plea hearing now scheduled for June 8th. It's not known what charge or charges Hansen will plead guilty to. The new Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office mobile app is now available for download. Sheriff Ryan Shaver says the app allows the department to push out a variety of important public information.
There's also resources on there for the state's DOT 511 map on there to show road conditions. We do get a lot of calls on that. So those are some nice integrations, and any news releases that we want to push out, we can do on there, or missing persons, or just any pertinent information we feel that, hey, this is something the public needs to be worried about right now. Boom, we can push those things out.
Shaver says pushes could also come from other county departments.
We've also got secondary roads in on this as well. The link to our website that the engineer's office updates all the time with road closures, bridge closures, just to kind of keep people informed out there what's going on and what roads are closed or not in the county. So we want to make this more of a county app, just not dedicated specifically to the sheriff's office, because there's a lot of resources out there that we feel that people need to be aware of, not just at the sheriff's office level.
Shaver says that also includes Chickasaw County Public Health, with links to information such as opioid addiction resources. Opioid settlement payments to the county are covering the cost of the app.
It did not cost the taxpayers any dollars whatsoever. There's no taxpayers' dollars that go to support this, and we did sign, I believe it was a three-year agreement. So we'll have it for a while, and hopefully it's something we want to continue with, and if those funds are still there to keep that going, we definitely utilize those.
Other information available through the mobile app: weapons permit information, sex offender data, inmate information, civil office resources, and sheriff sales. Search for Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office in the App Store or Google Play to download. There's also a QR code available in a post on the Chickasaw County Sheriff's Office Iowa Facebook page. Floyd County Medical Center has been recognized by Becker's Hospital Review as one of its 2026 100 Critical Access Hospitals to Know. Becker's Hospital Review, one of healthcare's most respected publications, is also a leading source for healthcare executives and decision makers nationwide. In their announcement, Becker's noted that hospitals selected for this prestigious honor are actively expanding access to specialty care, reducing the burden of patient travel, and driving meaningful improvements in the health of their communities. Several of FCMC's key recent accomplishments highlighted by Becker's include the $40 million expansion project, the largest facility investment in the Charles City Hospital's history, multiple five-star quality recognitions earned in 2024, 2025, and 2026, plus expansion of ENT, orthopedics, and sports medicine services. Becker also recognized FCMC's modernization of and technology upgrades within the emergency department and implementation of a new electronic health records platform to improve workflow and patient care. FCMC CEO Donette Willis says, "We are honored to be recognized by Becker's Hospital Review as one of the nation's noteworthy critical access hospitals. It reflects the tremendous dedication of our providers, team members, leadership, and board of trustees, as well as our ongoing commitment to expanding access to high-quality health care close to home for the communities we serve." Willis adds, "Rural hospitals play a vital role in the health of their communities, and FCMC remains focused on innovation, quality, and long-term sustainability to ensure exceptional care for future generations." FCMC is one of almost 1,400 critical access hospitals that currently operate across the country, according to data from the Rural Health Information Hub. Earlier this year, Becker's Hospital Review also recognized Willis as one of the 103 critical access hospital CEOs and presidents to know in 2026. That's second graders from Lincoln Elementary School applying the initial paint to the latest Town of Colors mural in Charles City on Tuesday morning. The TOC committee is working with local artist Robin Maycomber to paint the mural on Blunt Street between North Main and Jackson Streets.
This is exactly what I had hoped that it would happen. When I was a kid, I was exposed to art like this, and this is what drove my whole life to become an artist. That's all I wanted to be after being exposed like this. So I hope today I'm exposing my next generation of artists. And just the thought, the kids were so excited, I'm so excited, it worked out perfectly.
Maycomber said even the weather, some light rain before students started painting, also fit the bill.
The street being damp makes the paint slide on nice. It just couldn't be anything better.
After the second graders finished their painting session, Lincoln third and fourth graders took their turn. Mayor Dean Andrews says more student groups will be brought in to paint, with community members having a chance to paint at Party in the Park on May 31st. The Blunt Street mural will become the 10th mural since the program launched in 2021. More North Iowa news on the way on 95.1 The Bull.